One of my friends is Johnny Desjardins, well-known character in Mix Nation, and John had a chance growing up to live the experience of what Remembrance Day means to a family. And so many folks, you know, were taught about Remembrance Day and vets through school, movies, books. John had a chance to live it. His father was 17 years old from Kirkland Lake when he left to join the Canadian Armed Forces. And John Jr. is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Sean? I'm hearing.
Good. What does November the 11th mean to you?
Well, it's just like, you know, it's remember, I guess, basically in that sense. I mean, my dad was a World War II vet, D-Day jumper, and we kind of had a close-up, version of it, I guess, with having your father as a veteran, which, you know, really wasn't really, he didn't really talk about it a whole lot, but he definitely made us aware of it and all that kind of stuff for sure on Remembrance Day, for sure.
Do you remember how it felt for your father when he put on that uniform and went to a Remembrance Day service, whether it was in Tweed or somewhere else? Do you remember? Did he talk about it on this particular day?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because he always, you know, after a long time, you know, they'd wear the Legion outfit and stuff, but Dad always wore his Burgundy beret and his airborne Burgundy, his suit jacket and the gray pants and the jump boots, and he was really proud. He always wore them, and he was a proud man, and he never missed. And they would basically. We grew up in Tweed, so that's where we went to the cenotaph there, and they would close off the street, and they'd always have a couple of busloads of forces come from Petawawa, and they'd march down from the Legion to the cenotaph and for the ceremony, and march back, and then into the Legion and for lunch and a few drinks and meet some different people. And it was great. And as obviously as I got older, you know, able to have a beer with him, it was pretty neat, pretty interesting stuff.
Well, he was 17. That's not a typo, folks. 17 years old when he left home in Kirkland Lake. And think of where you were at 17. Miriam, where you were at 17, and myself at 17. I wasn't mature enough to represent your country. Think of your father at 17 going off to war, Johnny.
Yeah, you know, some of the stuff, when you think about it, 17, like even the basic training, like I think his first training jump was out of a hot air balloon. That's what they did in Shiloh, Manitoba. That's where he went for his basic training. And so I couldn't imagine, to be honest with you. I really couldn't get my head around it, really.
Well, your dad met your mom, Leona, in the Peterborough area, I believe. They fell in love, raised a family, and your dad worked in the insurance business.
Yeah, that's how he ended up in Tweed. He sold Metropolitan Life and insurance, and needed an agent in the area. And so Dad moved Mom and my three older siblings down to Tweed, and the rest is history. It was a great place to grow up as kids and stuff. And we had a good time, really, to be honest with you.
When you put your poppy on your left side chest near your heart, it must feel pretty special for you, knowing what your dad did for this country.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the least we can do is to go and give at least an hour of your time on Remembrance Day for the veterans that we have today and the people that are still serving all around the world. And it's important, you know. He basically, like, helped liberate Holland, and they teach it over there, like they do. They teach it that the Canadians liberated their country, and they never forget, and that's a huge thing.